This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 19th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. There will soon be a new man leading Cirrus Design, and it isn't a Clapmeyer. Brent Wouters is the current president and chief operating officer of the Duluth, Minnesota-based plane maker, and the company announced on Thursday that effective February 1st, he'll add CEO stripes, taking over from Alan Clapmeyer. Alan will continue as chairman of the board, and his brother Dale will remain vice chair. Wouters told the Duluth News Tribune, quote, "This is a very good opportunity for me, but I can't say enough about the foundation that Alan and Dale have built for this company," unquote. Wouters came on board in 2002 as the chief financial officer at Cirrus. He's been president and chief operating officer at Cirrus since March. Industry sources tell the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association this week the Transportation Security Administration has issued a security directive that extends requirements for background checks to general aviation pilots based at airports served by the airlines. If you're based at an airport with scheduled airline service, that means you'll have to have a background check and get an ID badge to get to your plane. AOPA notes transient pilots, already subject to escorting and monitoring requirements, will face no additional restrictions. Andy Cibula, AOPA's Executive Vice President of Government Affairs, seems surprised by this latest solution looking for a problem. Quote, "Pilots have long operated without incident on these airports, and it is surprising that the TSA appears to have implemented such a significant new mandate with no notification or discussion," unquote. Stay tuned. There's bound to be more industry reaction to this development. Major aviation groups are responding favorably to the news that President-elect Barack Obama has chosen Republican Illinois Congressman Ray LaHood for the post of Transportation Secretary. As we reported, LaHood's record indicates he'll support funding airport improvements and ATC modernization. National Business Aviation Association President Ed Boland calls LaHood, quote, "an effective public servant with a solid grasp of transportation policy, as demonstrated by his work on the House Appropriations Committee," unquote. Craig Fuller, incoming president of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, notes LaHood's Appropriations Committee, quote, "has adamantly opposed aviation user fees, and with that experience, his input at the White House should be helpful to GA," unquote. Fuller also notes the long-standing relationship LaHood enjoys with Obama and his staff, assuring his voice will be heard in the administration. The nomination will still require approval by the U.S. Senate. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating an incident in which a Delta Airlines Boeing 777 experienced an uncommanded engine rollback in the cruise phase of an intercontinental flight. On November 26th, near Great Falls, Montana, the crew of the flight from Shanghai to Atlanta made a precautionary descent to 31,000 feet after the right engine, a Rolls-Royce Trent 895, lost power. The engine recovered and responded normally afterwards, and the flight landed at Atlanta without further incident. Investigators are taking the incident especially seriously after a similar uncommanded power rollback affected both Trent 895 engines on a British Airways jet on approach to land at London Heathrow Airport in January. That plane crashed short of the runway. Investigators have focused on the possibility of ice crystals forming in fuel lines due to a larger-than-normal amount of water in the fuel, combined with extremely cold temperatures along the flight's polar route from Beijing. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Merger talks between British Airways and Qantas reach a dead end. The NTSB wants us to pay closer attention to airframe icing. And aerospace firms warn the next boots on the moon will probably be made in China. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, you'll actually hear the torch passed from Phil Boyer to Craig Fuller from AOPA Expo. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.